Good morning. Thank you for coming out to the Country Dog Museum to have our interviews. My name is Maddox Dean. This is Morgan Williams.
Hi, Morgan. I'm Maddox.
Can we ask your name and age?
Sure. My name is Ruby Jones Deans, and I am 70 years old.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you born and grew up?
I was actually born in Wilson County. I was born at a hospital called Mercy Hospital, which was in Wilson, North Carolina in 1955. I was the 14th of 16 children born to my parents. The majority of my siblings were actually born at home with a midwife. But when it came down to me, they had hospitals where my parents could go. And so I was actually born in a hospital, so I feel real good about that. But a lot of them were via midwives. And I've lived in Wilson County the majority of my life.
Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later years that you liked?
Sure. My family doctor was Dr. Robert Richards. He was a good old country doctor. His office was actually located right in front of what is now Rock Ridge School. His doctor's office was directly in front of that. At that time it was a little green building, but that's where Dr. Richards was located, and that's where my parents carried us when we were small for any medical needs.
Yes, ma'am. So country doctors are often appreciated because of their familiar relationships with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you?
Very much so. I think a doctor-patient relationship is important, especially if you have a doctor that is knowledgeable and really takes care of his patients, as far as not just looking at a person trying to confirm what the ailment is. But Dr. Richards was one that would actually do a complete physical. Back then you had doctors that were actually family doctors, versus today you have specialists in different fields. Back then, Dr. Richards, he was, he would check the heart, he would check the throat for strep, he was for measles, and, you know, they did all your eye exams and, you know, checked your teeth and things like that. So back then, when you had a family doctor, they actually did it all. And as I said, he did deliver babies, and, you know, at that time, they took care of the babies as well. Whereas now, in this day and time, you have pediatricians, which is just specializing in taking care of babies. Where back when my children were coming up, all of that was done by a family doctor, and again, that was Dr. Robert Richards. And he was one that would take time to talk with you. Sometimes you can go into a doctor's office now, and they would just kind of, okay, what's the problem? You tell them, well, my throat hurt. Sound like strep to me. But Dr. Richards was not that type of doctor. He would actually basically check you again from head to toe to see if maybe there was some other ailment that he needs to follow up on. High fevers, things of that nature. And so that's the type doctor he was. He really was concerned with his patients that was in his office at that time. So that's what I loved about him.
Do you remember any specific event that help build that relationship with Dr. Richards?
Yes. That was when I became pregnant with my first child. That's when I really developed a relationship with him, having to go through all our prenatal appointments and things of that nature, how he would take care and explain, you know, if I had any symptoms that I was, of course, being my first pregnancy. He would sit down and tell me the different types of things to expect during the pregnancy. I know my daughter, actually, ironically, I call her Not Today as a nickname, because she used to ball up in one little certain spot and she'd get real hard, and just that's where she would sit. And I would often tell Dr. Richards, it's just like she's just sitting in one place and it feels like a big old knot. And he would explain that sometimes when they're in their little fetal position, they like to get in a certain position like we do today. But then there might have been times, you know, like when she was stretching or whatever, she would get in a different position, but eventually she'd go back like she was settled in that one little knot position. So that was when I really developed a close relationship with Dr. Richards, when he was making sure that I understood every step of my pregnancy, even up to the date of delivery. So that's why, that's what I really liked about him, and that's what really knitted our relationship together.
How does having a comfortable relationship with your doctor rank in other attributes such as technical skills, availability, and reputation?
Well, again, today it's a little different. Again, with Dr. Richards, it was that one-on-one, and you didn't have to worry about going to different doctors. Today, it's a little different because if I've got a toothache, I've got to go to one specific doctor. Just like dentist, if it's eyes, you got to go to an optometrist. If you're having problems with your feet, you got to go to your podiatrist. Whereas back then, with Dr. Richards, one doctor fit it all, and that was the family doctor. So the difference today is technology has become more and more advanced, and I'm sure it will become even more advanced in the future years. But back then, you didn't have as much. You know, everything was kind of manual, and you had rough instruments, such as the ones I noticed over here a few minutes ago. You had rough instruments, whereas today, they can just about do everything with cameras, just send in a little tube down your throat and can basically tell what might be going on in your body. So it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot, yes.
Do you remember any of your diagnoses you had coming up?
I do. My biggest diagnosis, well, with Dr. Richards, it was the pregnancy, but in the past 30 years, I am a 30-year breast cancer survivor. And so one of my biggest surgeries, of course, was learning through the doctor that I had a lump, and I had to go through surgery. I had a radical, which is the full removal, and that was one of my biggest appointments or things that was given to me or I was diagnosed with that I had to face. But I was a firm believer, and I believe in higher power, so I knew, if I just had that firm belief that God would bring me through, I was okay. And he did. And today I can say that I'm a 30-year survivor, and that was my biggest diagnosis in my lifetime. Yes.
So compared to 30 years ago when you were diagnosed with cancer, what was some of the transformations you've seen through the medical field?
Through the medical field, in the past, from originally being with Dr. Richards, who was a family doctor, to finally going to a oncologist, who was a cancer doctor. Not a whole lot initially, but after the fact, after I had my surgery, now it's, you've got your mammogram machines that actually would diagnose if there's any type of malfunction, malignancy or benign tumors or knots or things of that nature, whereas back 30 years prior, it may have been just from the touch to see if you could feel. And of course, in the last 30 years, everything has become, again, so much advanced through technology that they can almost look at you, or, like I said, the mammogram machines and things like that. The medicines have become more advanced, whereas prior to my being diagnosed with cancer, it may have been that they didn't even realize that a person had cancer, such as my grandma, my grandmother, who was my mom's mom. I've often heard my aunt, who took care of Grandma LeVan, say that when she passed, her breast was as hard as a rock. Back then, they didn't have mammograms and things like that that could diagnose early, but to know how I felt when I, felt my lump, and knowing that if it had not been for the technology that we had when I was diagnosed, outcome could have been different. But now, with the mammograms, now they have this, I think they call it where they do ultrasounds, the ultrasound D, which can go deep into the tissue and things like that. So it's a lot more with the new technology now, being able to find things of that nature versus, like I say, back in the early 1900s.
So having gone through such a significant situation and learning how much the technology has impacted that, what type of treatments would you have been exposed to earlier without as much technology?
Without as much technology, unfortunately, I may have been found in the same situation as my grandmother. The point that the knot would not have been diagnosed as cancerous if it wasn't for the technology and the advancement through physicians. That could have just been diagnosed as just maybe a mammary gland swollen or something of that nature, whereas thankfully through technology it was found and the doctors did diagnose that I had the rapid growth cancer growing and that it did need to be removed. So big difference in technology now versus then.
Do you remember any of the treatments to something not as significant?
Some of the treatments back, well, like I said, back then they didn't go to doctors as much, so there was no really diagnosis or treatments. But for me, my treatment was that I had to go through chemo, and the chemo that there's so many different types depending on how advanced the cancers are that are developed now, how much chemo and or radiation. Fortunately, I just went through chemo. I did have two other sisters that were also diagnosed with breast cancer. Unfortunately, they're not here today. And even though I was the first one diagnosed with cancer, I'm still here, I feel, for a reason. And again, one of my sisters had to go through chemo and radiation, and to see what the radiation actually did to her body is unbelievable, and I'm just grateful that I didn't have to go through that portion of it. But I'm grateful for the chemo, and I believe that was, you know, that's one of the reasons that 30 years later, I'm considered cancer-free. So that's one of the great things about the medicines and the technology today.
What were some of your experiences going through chemo?
With chemo, I had two side effects. The doctor had told me, said, you're going to have some side effects. Everybody's side effects are different. But with me, mine was hair loss, and it was so ironic when the doctor told me, said, you're going to lose all your hair with the chemo that you're going to be receiving. I said, oh, okay. And he kind of stared at me and said, you're going to lose all your hair. And it kind of amazed me. I thought, oh, okay, until it happened. And then you lose your eyebrows. I lost my eyelashes. All underarm, all hair was removed. Thankful I didn't have a lot of arm and leg hair, which probably would have been good. And so I realized that, you know, when he said you're going to lose all your hair, it meant all your hair. But too much info. But anyway, I'll just share that. But and my second side effect was that I went through premenopause. And I won't go a lot into that either, but I'm grateful for that. I don't miss it at all. And he told me it could be premature. Thankfully, it was permanent. So over the past 30 years, I went through menopause at the age of 40. So I don't have to have all the hot sweats. And you hear a lot of people say, I'm having a private summer moment, whatever. I did mine some 30 years ago, so I'm grateful for that. That was my two biggest side effects. The other side effect that he did not realize was going to happen was, have you ever heard or seen a chow puppy, how their tongues are spotted? That's how you can actually tell a pure chow, they say. there's turned spotty. It had like black spots all over it. My hands were spotted. The bottom of my feet were spotted. And he said it was just one of the chemicals in the chemo that was causing a lot of melanin to develop in certain parts of my body. So it was like on my tongue and my hands and on the bottom of my feet. But thankfully that all cleared up too. So that was some of my side effects. But I'm grateful.
So what are some of the attributes you look for in a healthcare team?
You know, that's difficult. I can say that I found a new doctor that I really like. Her name is Stephanie Burke. She's from Middlesex, but she's a people person. You hear some physicians are not really people person. They just bring you in, see what your ailments are and treat you for that, and then you're goodbye. With the physician that I have found, Dr. Stephanie Burke, she's a people person. She gets you in and she wants to make sure everything is okay. She sits down, she talks with you. You know, you're not just a patient, but she considers you a friend, and let's see what's going on so we can get you well and back on your way again. So that is a great attribute that I find in her, that she does take the time to actually talk with you, not just look at you and think, oh, okay, so you got a fever. She actually will come to you and take your temperature to make sure, you know, how high that fever is. She checks your ears, your throat, to make sure there's no, you know, whatever else may be causing this fever. She's that type of person, and that's what I like about her. That is a great attribute to me. And if she feels that I need to go to a specialist in any way, she will actually then refer me to a specialist and even set up the appointment for you. So most doctors now say, well, you just need to go see a kidney doctor, and they don't really give you no referrals or references. But with Dr. Burke, she'll actually say, I've got a good one that I think, you know, that you can see, and she'll set up the appointment for you, which makes it a lot easier for me. And I love that attribute about her.
All right, well, I think that's all I got for you today.
Okay.
Thank you for stopping by and answering some questions.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
Matt. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you as well. Thank you both.
Thank you.